Shukadeva Goswami is reciting the philosophy, the Tattva Gyan, Prema Tattva Gyan, Leela Tattva Gyan, Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, Shakti Tattva Gyan, Sadhana Tattva Gyan, to his disciple, Maharaj Parikshit, who is asking a question in relation to these truths and tattvas. And as the compassionate, learned, realized, pure, and loving devotee, Guru, Shukadeva Goswami answers his question in a series of verses to establish the unlimitedly merciful nature of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. However, anyone, demon, devotee, anyone who approaches Krishna, no matter what their mood or bhav is, it doesn't have to be Gopi Bhav or Gopa Bhav, doesn't even have to be Braja Bhav, doesn't even have to be Alokik Bhav, transcendental feelings, spiritual sentiments, pure bhav and love. One can approach Krishna with hatred, envy, fear and lust. Kamam krodam bhayam sneham aikyam soridam eva cha. Verse 15, chapter 29, Rasa Panchadhyaya. Still, they will viridato. Yanti hari yanti. Yanti hari tanmayatam. Yanti hari tanmayatam. Yanti hari tanmayatam. They will surely, certainly, without a doubt, attain absorption and intimate mood with Krishna, Hari, Vrindavan Sri Krishna. Either his effulgence, his beautiful, loving, all-embracing and encompassing effulgence, Krishna's Brahman, or his Rupam, or enter his Leela as his mother. Putana comes to murder him with poison on her breast, enough poison to kill 1,000 soldiers. Krishna says, who came to me as mother with a breast full of milk, nectar, amrit. I will give, you're giving me poison through the medium of nectar. The mother's breast is the medium of nectar, the abode of nourishment, the abode of life, growth for the baby. Mother's milk is the greatest amrit. Janamata, Gomata, the mother's milk, the cow's milk. Krishna says, but you're mixing your milk with poison? Never mind. My anugraha, my kripa, will be bestowed upon you without discrimination. Because I am Krishna Vrindavan, Hari of Vrindavan. I will give you the Seva Amrit. You're offering me poison to kill me, to murder me. You're coming to murder me. And offering me mother's milk, which is Amrit. But your bhav is to kill me. This is your mood, your feeling. But I will give you the nectar of my service. Krishna's Seva is Amrit. It is nectar, ambrosia, fulfilling, satisfying. And it is amritu, amrit. When one serves Krishna here or there, there's no end, it's eternal, deathless. Bhakti puts one on the amritya, amritu marg. When one starts walking on the path of bhakti, he never dies. He becomes eternal. Nitya seva, nitya sarup, nitya dham. Nitya Prem, Jivara Surupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. Nitya Das, Nitya Seva, Nitya Dham, Nitya Prem, Nitya Sambandha, eternal relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada is seeing how expert Shukadeva Goswami is in preaching. And he remarks, look at this dynamic relationship between Guru and Shishya in this world. And when Prabhupada saw this exchange of love between Shukadeva Goswami and his Shishya, Maharaj Pariksit, then he understood and he realized something very deep, because the tattva of Gita is realized and expressed through the Leelas of Bhagavatam. And the Vidvan, the gurus, the Rasi gurus who are swimming in the ocean of Bhagavat Ras and preaching the truth and tattva of Gita, they can see the perfect harmony and synthesis of both Paramat Shastras, the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. One gives support. One is the Sandini, the other is the Ladini. The support for the Leela is the Sandini, the existence. Leela exists on truth. Sat, Leela is eternal. The platform of truth, Sandini, Shakti, Tattva. The Bhagavad Gita is the Sandini, the foundation, the basis, the mandala. The mandala, the raised dancing platform on the banks of the Yamuna. So the Gita is the mandala for the Leela Bhagavat. It's the Sandini, then the Leela Bhagavat, and Ras Leela, Ras Mandal, and Braj Leela is all Ladini Shakti. And it goes on forever. Satchiranand is fully conscious, full of relationship, love, unending love. Samvit, Sri Krishna, and Ladini Sri Radha, expressing love. This is Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda. So Prabhupada, he's realizing Krishna's telling the tattva in Gita that if someone preaches Harikata, Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam, Harikata Tapta Jivanam, we're burning Adi Atmi Klesh, Adi Bodhi Klesh, Adi Daiva Klesh, we're burning by the forces of nature, the forces of our body and minds, and the forces and pushings of others. People push us, our minds push us, bodies push us, the nature pushes us, the elements push us. And we suffer. We're anxious, we're tense, we're sick. And the preacher comes into this world to give the nectar, the soothing rays, the Madhurya Kadambini, the Madhurya Kadambini of Krishna Katha, Tavakatam Ritam. Tavakatam Ritam, Amritam. Kata is Amrit. It's deathless. If you hear it, become deathless. The Kata is eternal. It's full of nectar. It's full of love. It's full of Radha and Krishna. And that person who gives Radha and Krishna and Hari Kata, he's so Priya to Priyaji. So dear. This is the Tattva Gita. If someone preaches about Radha and Krishna in this world, they become so dear. And Prabhupada saw all of this in this verse. And so his tika, he talks about Gita. He talks about the Pracharak. Because that's what's happening. The preacher, the guru, is answering a question of the disciple, the shishya, Maharaj Pariksit. And Prabhupada is appreciating what a great devotee is Shukadeva Goswami. How exalted, how learned, how detached, and how intimate and confidential he is with Srimati Radharani. There is no one more dear in this entire world. There's 6 billion people in this world. And among the Manush, there's no one more dear to the heart of Krishna than one who preaches about Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada, people say, oh, ISKCON is based on Pravachan. Why don't you all do bhajan? Gaudiya Vaishnavism is bhajan, Raganuga Bhakti. Rag Marg Prachar. They tell me, I've heard for 37 years. What is this Pravachan? Lord Chaitanya came to preach Raghunuga Bhakti. Rag Marg. What is it? Just you do Nirjan Bhajan and Manjri Srup Bhajan and Nibritta Nikunj Bhajan and Nirjan Bhajan. Well, you go out, bother people, distribute books, Rathiatra, all this. Because we're doing that because that's the fastest way to become dear to Radha and Krishna. And what we're doing is spreading Radha and Krishna. We're speaking Radha and Krishna Harikata. Our prachar is our bhajan. When the guru of this Radhakund, Srila Nathadas Pandit Bhavaji Maharaj, Pujipad, he said the greatest bhajan is writing about Radha and Krishna. The greatest bhajan is writing about Radha and Krishna. But he's such a wonderful acharya and writer of all these shastras, Pandit. And so Rupa Goswami wrote about Krishna and spoke Harikata, Jiva Goswami. So we're Rupa Raghunatha Pade. So Prabhupada is so tanmay of Rupa Goswami. And he did his bhajan so many lifetimes. And then and Radha Damodar. So he engaged us all. He wanted all of his followers to become very quickly and very intimately related to Radha and Krishna, worship Radha and Krishna, chant Radha Madhava, meditate on Radha and Krishna. This is Radha and Krishna. I'll give you these beads. This is Radha and Krishna. Meditate on the Seva Bhava of Radha and Krishna and pray for that Seva Bhava and that Seva. This is day one. And then distribute these books about Radha and Krishna, speak about Radha and Krishna, and chant about Radha and Krishna. Because Prabhupada believed in Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, and he believed in the Bhagavatam. He lived it, he taught it, he realized it. This is the way to pray. This Lord Chaitanya didn't sit and do bhajan all the time. 18 years he was in Puri preaching. What was his preaching? To the masses, answering questions. Oh, Mahaprabhu, how do we know who's a Vaishnava? It would come from Kulinagram. Kulinagram, they would come and there would be some dialogue, questions and answers. Mahaprabhu was preaching. From his whole life he was preaching. Just by his being on this planet, he's distributing Krishna prema. Even in his student days and showing his pride and there's all different aspects of preaching Krishna bhakti. But then 18 years he's living in this Jagannath Puri, Puri Dham, and then preaching, answering questions. How do we know who is a Vaishnava? What are the symptoms of Vaishnava? All these dialogues. As I mentioned, this Gauranga Gita is all the teachings. We have a 700-page book. It's only quotations. All Gauranga Gita is quotations of Lord Chaitanya preaching. Questions and answers. Lord Chaitanya said, everywhere it says, Gauranga Mahabhu said, Mahabhu said, Mahabhu said, that's his preaching. And the last 6 years, for a portion of the evening, he would spend Nirjan Bhajan. So this is the beautiful example of Mahabhu's, he's preaching Rag Marg Prachar. He came to preach Rag Marg. Well, how did he follow the Rag Marg? Was Lord Chaitanya only preaching Rag Marg and not following Rag Marg? He was following Rag Marg. Absorbed in the deep pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But then that was always going on. But at the end, it became the sum and substance of his life. So Prabhupada glorifies, he says, Shukadeva Goswami is that Priyatam, that Priya that Lord Krishna is talking about. Anyone who preaches this message to the devotees is most dear to me. So we want to. Because Prabhupada talks about the preacher and he mentions these two verses in his Tika, Prabhupada's commentary on 29:15. He says that, we mentioned that the preacher is no one, he's just quoting the Bhagavad Gita. So I want to look at those verses and understand the mind of Prabhupada and how he's showing us that by answering these questions of Maharaj Parikshit and removing the doubts in the audience primarily, that he was also showing that he's such a great devotee of Radharani. As I mentioned, it's so great that if he himself had to forcefully control himself from even saying the name of his Aradhya Devi, Parma Aradhya Devi Radha. And he was talking about the Ras Lila, which is all about the heart of Radharani and the expansions of her heart, the gopis. And finally, in this very same chapter, I believe, maybe verse 28, and then he couldn't hold anymore after so many verses, and then he let Radharani's name come out. But, no, maybe it's not this chapter, it's 31, 28. Anuradhita, what number is that? Anyway, one maybe next chapter, 28, 30, 28. I mean, anyway, there's he says Anuradhito. He says Anarad. He says Anaradi. Then he goes Ra Dito. Doesn't even say Radha. He says, the gopis are walking and they're searching for Radha and Krishna when Krishna left with Radha from the Rasa dance, and when one gopi said, oh, Krishna must have gone with some other gopi. That other gopi must be so dear to him. She must have worshipped him more than anyone else. Anaya radito. Aradana. Aradana means worship. Some gopi. So that gopi is that Anya radito is Radha. He said Ra, and then he started to tremble. Voice choked up. Shukadeva Goswami. Because he would lose his consciousness. So what does Prabhupada say? And he says in his commentary, which is review, and we'll get to it, he says that the preachers of Krishna consciousness in this world, they are as dear to Krishna as the gopis. And the preachers in Krishna consciousness, that is how they're approaching Krishna. The verse is talking about approaching Krishna with negative emotions and positive emotions. Approaching Krishna with this 29:15, lust, anger, envy, fear, and then positive emotions, motherly affection, unity of material conjugal love or friendship. So devotees that preach have all these feelings. Sometimes they're lusty, the preachers. Sometimes they're angry. Sometimes they're envious. Sometimes they're in a mood of compassion like a mother. Sometimes they're in a mood of friendship. Hey, buddy, how you doing? They're in a mood of friendship. Sometimes they're in a mood of harmony and oneness with everyone. Oh, everyone's my brother. They're all family of man, the unity of the world, the unity of nations. And that and devotees, no matter where they're coming from or what's within their mind or hearts, they simply preach. I know there may be some negative emotions and material emotions or spiritual, whatever. It all becomes adjusted by the seva of preaching. Because they become so dear to Krishna, they attract Krishna's attention. Someone who's dear to you, they attract your attention. Someone that's dear to you is also near to you. If someone's near to you, then they're the focus of your feelings, and they're the object of your feelings and the object of your love, reciprocation. So this, we look at these verses, and we see some of the ideas of these verses, 1868 and 1869, the Bhagavad Gita. This is after the whole. It's interesting because how does this fit in, you might say? Because Krishna is simply trying to enlighten Arjuna about his duty. This is the Bhagavad Gita. And Shukadeva is that ideal preacher, as Prabhupada's pointing out. So that now Krishna is preaching here, and the disciple shishyash teham mam shalimam tvam prapanam. The shishya is clearly Arjuna. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 7, he says, I am karpanya dosho bhata svabhava. Prichami, I'm asking a question because I'm bewildered. I don't know what to do, where to go, which way to turn. Should I run away from the battlefield? Should I jump in a hole, take sannyas? Then shishyash teham aham shishya. If I'm Shishya, your guru. If I look at my husband and say, I'm wife, that means he's husband. So Krishna is the guru of Gita. And then after preaching and giving pravachan to Arjuna and answering his questions and removing his doubts, then Krishna starts glorifying the preacher. Well, it sounds rather odd. Like if I give a whole class and I say, you know, preachers are very special. Really, you think you're very special? It's like, so Krishna, in the 18th chapter, he's telling that this is very confidential knowledge. I've told you First he says about always think of me, become my devotee. Then he says, give up anything else and surrender unto me. Don't be afraid. I'll take anything bad away from you. He said, this is very secret knowledge. Don't tell it to anyone. Like, I haven't given this knowledge to Duryodhan. I haven't given it to Dhritarashtra. I've given it to you. And then he says, and so he's preaching to Arjuna about preaching. It's very interesting. First, Krishna puts Arjuna on the path of duty and responsibility. So that's what preaching means. First, you meet someone, conditioned soul, and you put him on the path of duty and responsibility by removing his confusions and removing his doubts about his identity and about his role and activity in this world. So Arjuna was confused about his identity, and he's confused about his identity, his role, and his work or activity in this world. So I'm sannyasi. I'm sannyasi. You're a Gandiva Dhara? You're a Pandav? Panch Pandav? Arjun. I am Arjun, the son of Pandu. I'm sannyasi. I'm a sannyasi. So then Krishna has to enlighten him. And then after enlightening him, he says, now go preach. So a guru does the same thing. A preacher, he preaches someone, you're in Maya. You're Krishna's servant. You're all this activity is wrong activity. You should do bhakti, not bhog. And then once they get a little bit fixed up, okay, now go out and tell others. Okay, go out and distribute books, go out and preach. Okay. So Krishna is doing the same thing. He said, okay. Now Arjuna might be thinking, well, you know, first you tell me I want to be sannyas. Sannyasis are preachers. And then you tell me, don't be sannyas, be kshatriya and fight and establish religion through your fighting. And then after that, then you preach. But preach to devotees. Preach to Yudhisthira. Preach to Kunti, Draupadi. They're devotees. Your wife's name is Krishna. Preach to your wife. And anyone who does that, anyone who preaches, is very dear to me. Of course, you're my Priya anyway. Arjuna's already dear. So then he's telling Arjuna, the whole Bhagavad Gita is pick up your bow and fight. Armed with yoga, stand and fight. And at the end he says, listen, you know, actually, I really want to tell you, I don't want to tell you about being a kshatriya. I want to tell you about being a preacher. Because in one sense, Krishna can conclude the whole Bhagavad Gita without talking about preaching. Isn't it? He did his work. He picked up his bow, he started the fight, and they won the war, and Krishna arranged everything. It was successful. So that's teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This is a very small teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Hardly any Pracharak of Gita anywhere in India ever talks about the Gita teaches preaching. You ever heard of anyone give a class on Bhagavad Gita? The ultimate teaching of the Bhagavad Gita is everyone should become a preacher and preach Bhagavad Gita. Have you ever heard? You don't hear Chinmayanand, this one, that one, so many places, and any kind of Advaitin or Dvaitin preacher. They don't say, oh, the main teaching. They taught the main teaching is karam, do your duty, karam, this, that. Surrender to Krishna. Surrender. The main teaching is surrender to God. Depend on God. Do your duty, do your dharma. This is the main teaching. Does anyone disagree? But here, then Krishna says, oh, actually, there's something I have to bring out of my heart. So he concludes the Bhagavad Gita by saying, you should preach this Harikatha, and you should worship this Harikatha. You should, Arjuna, actually, you should absorb yourself in Harikatha. If you actually look at the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's telling Arjuna, okay, after this battle is over, go to Vrindavan, make a kutir, and just talk Harikatha, much chitta, much katha. Remember I told you that verse, Arjuna, halfway through the Gita, in the 10th chapter? I told you, mat chitta mat kata prana bodhayantas parasparam kata yantas chamam nityam tushanti charamaticha. You know, when all this kingship is over and all this lordship and samrathood is over, just go to Vrindavan. Sarvadharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Braja means to move, to go, and braja means a place where it's always moving, moving in lila. Goshta. The cows are moving to the goshta. Uttara goshta. Purvan lila, or Purvan lila. And Nanda Maharaj is moving. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj is living in Kamyavan. Sometimes Gokul and Kamyavan. Sometimes Shatikar and sometimes Nandagam. The village moves. The Leela moves. Krishna moves. The Parivara moves. It's Braj, a place of movement. the place, the home of the Krishna consciousness movement. Yes, you've heard? Have you heard that? Are you in it? Are you moving? Are you moving in Braj? And Braj is moving in your mind, and Braj is moving your mind. Braj is moving in your mind, and Braj is moving your mind. Then you're in Braj. Sarvadhanran Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braj. So he ends the Gita by saying, go to Braj, talk with the devotees, forget about all these Duryodhans, all these Gnostics and Vaishandis and atheists. Just be with the devotees. And you come back to me and be very dear to me. And you should study Arjuna also. You should become a pundit. Hare. This is, you're telling me here that this is the work of a Brahmin. Yajan Yajan Da Yajan Yajan Pat Patan Patan Dan Pratigraha. You should study the pot and share the pot. So then he says, you're very dear to me. And not only that, Arjuna, you should study. You should study. I want to tell you something, Arjuna. Listen, anyone who studies this conversation, he worships me with his intelligence. You've been using your intelligence for your whole life since you were trained in Dhanurved. You were trained in Dhanurved. Who is the guru of Arjuna? Dronacharya. So all your intelligence was used how to chant your mantras, remember your mantras, fire your arrows, plan strategy, battle strategy, management, kingdom managing. Now Krishna says, okay, this intelligence, very nice. Now take your intelligence and study the Bhagavad Gita. Very nice. I declare, anyone who studies, he says, ishta, ishta syam iti me mati. He says, me mati, this is my mati. This is my idea, mati. My opinion, my idea, my thought, Bhagavan's idea. That if someone studies this Bhagavad Gita, by that study, he's worshipping me with his intelligence. He says, this Dharma Sambad. Bhagavad Gita is Dharma Sambad. Very nice phrase Krishna uses. Dharmyam Sambadam Avyaya. Knowledge, yajnena, tenaham, ishta, ishtadev. A very interesting twist in the whole thing. This is the very end of the Gita. Anyone who listens with faith without envy. So he's telling Arjuna, preach to devotees, study the Bhagavad Gita. And when you're studying, if you're reading out loud, anyone who hears you, they'll get so much benefit. Have you heard everything nicely? Arjuna says, yes, my illusion is gone. I'm ready to go. And then the rest of the thing is Sanjay. These are the last words of the These are the last words on Kurukshetra. When a man is dying on his deathbed, he'll say some very important words. Now I'm dying. I want to say my final message. This should be done. That should be done. At the very end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't speak anymore. Sanjay takes over. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, anyone who hears this, you know, this, that. So Krishna is ending the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, one more thing I want to tell you. Prachar. Prachar Seva. You're doing your Varna Dharma. You're Kshatriya. Arise, O chastisers. Arise, O chastisers of the enemy. Forget about Gandiva Dara. You were armed. You were armed with the Gandiva, the invincible bow of Shiva. Gandiva is from Shiva? The Gandiva, the invincible bow from Shiva. You have that powerful Gandiva. But this is not real weapon. This is not real power. Real power is yoga. So Krishna says, armed with yoga. He doesn't say, okay, pick up your bow and twang and shoot the arrow. He says, armed with yoga. Yoga shakti. Bhakti Prabhava, Bhakti Shakti. This is power, invincible power. With your Bhakti is Krishna, Ajit, Achut. Bhakti Vasudeva Krishna, Milan, Ladini Shakti, Bhakti. and bhakti, then you have achyuta. You have ajit, infallible, unconquerable Krishna. Very nice. Arm with yoga, stand and fight. Okay, now you've done all that. Very nice. You're ready to do that. Now I want to inject this into your mind that after the war, things settle down, just absorb yourself in being my bhakta. Manmanabha manbhakto. And preach to others about bhakti and about the Dharma Sambhad. The Dharma Sambhad. This conversation we had is beautiful. Because in this conversation, in this pravachan, in this 45-minute class, it was a typical ISKCON class. Our Krishna's preaching on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was a typical ISKCON class. It started at 8 o'clock and ended at 8:45. It was a 45-minute discussion. He said, Arjuna, this was a very good class I gave you. So now, you should, this Dharma Samvad, you should later, when all this is said and done, you should go around and tell others about this wonderful class we had one day. One day the Guru sat at Kurukshetra on an old chariot somewhere, and he sat down with his disciple Arjuna. They had a wonderful 45-minute class. Have you ever done that? You sat with your Guru and he gives some nice class. Oh, he gave a nice class. And then Krishna said, this is a very good class. I don't know where this came from. But we talked about so many tattvas, bhakti tattva, karma tattva, gyan tattva, varnashram dharma, surrender to God. You should go and preach this, Dharma Sambhad. Very nice. So now let's look at the two verses that Prabhupada cites in his Tika. Yaidam paramam guyam yad mad bhakteshvavi dasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaish yat yasamshayaha. Listen, Arjun. I've inspired you to be a kshatriya. But now I want to talk about the Brahmins. I want to talk about the pracharaks and attract you to. Because it doesn't matter if you're a kshatriya, Arjun, a warrior. It doesn't matter if you're a businessman, a vaishya. It doesn't matter if you're a laborer, a shudra. It doesn't matter what your position is. If you preach, you become very dear to me. Because Arjuna is not a Brahmin. He's not a pracharak. He's a kshatriya. He's a warrior. And now he's talking about preaching. Arjun, for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service, bhakti mayi, my bhakti, is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. This same point that was spoken by Krishna is spoken by Krishna again when he came as Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation. When Krishna's on the battlefield, he's saying, listen, if you preach, I will give you parabhakti. Parabhakti. Bhakti mayi param kritva. Param kritva. Param bhakti means the supreme braj bhakti. So many Vaikuntha is bhakti, Vaikuntha bhakti, Vishnu bhakti, Ram bhakti. Param bhakti kritva. I will do, I will give as a return gift, as a reward. If you do this for me, if you glorify me and try to, maybe you don't have parabhakti, or maybe you desire parabhakti, or maybe you're worshipping parabhakti, but it's not with you, it's not in your possession, it has not occupied your heart, it has not taken over your mind, rajbhakti, I will give you. Paramam guyam, this most confidential knowledge. And then he says that Aishyati, Mam Eva Aishyati. If you do this to please me by preaching Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, Mam Aishyati, Eva, Mam Eva Aishyati, certainly I will give you Braj Bhakti. I'll give you parabhakti and aishyati. You will come to me. Oh, come on, Krishna. I'm not a Brahmin. How can I preach? I'm a Shudra. I'm a Russian Shudra. I'm an American Shudra. I have no qualification. I go to India, they say, oh, very nice. Next life, you become a Brahmin. And then when you're a Brahmin, you can preach. But now, it's nice. You do punya, and maybe you'll be blessed. But Krishna's not saying that. He's speaking to a Kshatriya. And he's saying, for anyone, ya idam paramanguyam, ya, anyone, any human being who has a voice. And then Arjuna is thinking, but you know, I'm not a Brahmin, and my work is different. I have some doubts that simply if I go and preach in Bhagavad Gita, that I'll go to you, that I'll get Braj Bhakti. You're saying I'll get Braj Bhakti, Para Bhakti, and I'll come to you, to Goloka Vrindavan, just by preaching? I have doubts. I don't believe it. It's how such a simple, blissful activity. It's blissful to preach, isn't it, Amiyatma? You tell someone to do kirtan, you feel happy, and they feel happy. And everyone's happy. We're having a good time. And sharing philosophy and intriguing ideas, hopefully, and nourishing each other, speaker and listener. And then I'll go to the spiritual world just by that, without yama, niyama, all these things, yoga, samadhi, dhyana, and smara, and so many things I have to do. Asamshaya! Krishna says, without a doubt. You have doubts, Arjuna? Asamshaya. Don't doubt it. For anyone who explains paramam guyam, the secret of Gita, the secret of Bhagavatam, to whom? To devotees. Abhidishyati. Abhidashyati. He explains. Very nice. So let's see some of the commentators. It says he'll attain parabhakti to me. And so in this verse it says what it says, who to preach to. It says the audience to preach to, and it says the result. Preach to devotees. Krishna is saying bhakta. Mad bhakta abhidashyati. What does mad bhakta mean? Madhbhakta means my devotees, Krishna's devotees. Who is that? Is that a limited audience? Krishna's devotee means someone that's initiated. Gaudiya Math, ISKCON, Babaji, anywhere. And everyone else is not Krishna's devotees. When Prabhupada would speak about this, he would say, everyone is Krishna's devotee. Every living entity is Krishna's devotee. But they don't know it. They're in amnesia. Forgetfulness. They're covered devotees. And if I'm like this, and if I come and I put on some costume, like lizard, and like the head of a lizard, and I come out, ha, and say, no, that's not a lizard. There's some type of human being in there. And I come out like lizard, like Chipkali, Chipkali, with a costume, and I'm walking it. On the ground. Oh, look at mommy, look at the lizard. It's not a lizard. So there's behind the cover is the real identity. So behind the cover is the real identity of every jiva, Krishna Bhakt. So Krishna is saying, yet it means yes, preach to those that are favorable to me, that are my surrendered devotees. But yes, it means preach to conditioned souls. Jiva Dharma, Jivara Surupaya, Krishnara, Nityadas. Every jiva is a bhakta, Krishna Das. So that's the audience, everyone. And by doing that, we get blessed. We get two blessings. We get para bhakti, which means Vrindavan Krishna bhakti. The speaker of Gita is Kurukshetra Krishna, who is the expanded form of Vrindavan Krishna. Nandanandan expands his Kurukshetra Krishna. Nandanandan expands his Vasudev portion to become Mathura Krishna and Dwarkadish. There's three Krishnas and three Radhas. Kirtita Sutta Radha, Prishabhana Nandini, and Samyogini Radha and Vyogini Radha. Sanat Kumara Samhita is telling, and also Gopal Takti, Upanishad. So, but it's Krishna, the origin is Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, Radya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyas, Sri Ram Vrindavana, Mahi Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, Tanuja Kinkaram. Nanda Tanuja means the son of Nanda. So let's look at these words. This is the audience, and what are the benedictions? We get Parabhakti, which means Krishna Bhakti in Vrindavan, which means Braj Bhakti. And what's the second thing? We go to Krishna. Now the words. Abhidasyati, Krishna is saying anyone, Madbhakta, Abhidasyati, means explain. The word means teaches, explains. The word implies a thorough explanation of Bhagavad Gita, which establishes the truth, the true meaning and the purport of Gita in every way. So the word Abhidasyati, you preach, okay, he's a preacher, but it means teachings of Bhagavad Gita, that you explain the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita and the purport in every way by analyzing the words and drawing out the deepest meanings of Bhagavad Gita, which is what we were just doing with our presentation. And that's the meaning of this word. Now, Bhaktim Mayi, he says that Bhaktim Mayi Param Kritva, he will get the highest devotion. Bhaktim Mayi means my bhakti, devotional service to me. In other words, preaching and explaining the teachings of Bhagavad Gita should be done, it's a very interesting point, should be done as an act of devotion. Preaching should be an expression of love and appreciation of Sri Krishna. It's like if you love someone, you say, of course, we're living in a world of envy, but if there was no envy, if you love someone, you can go to a third person and say, you know, I really love this person. Let me tell, and if you really love them, you can easily glorify. Someone you love, you can easily glorify. It's spontaneous. He's like this, and he's like that, and he said this, and he did that. But if there's envy, you can't say anything good about anyone. You can't find love. If your eyes are coated with envy, you can't see love, and you can't find love. Because you're blind. Envy blinds one. Envy, one is envious as a blind heart. Can't see. So the this is very nice. He says, in other words, preaching and explaining Gita or Bhagavatam, how should it be done? Oh, I'm so intelligent, I know so much. It should be done as an expression, an act of devotion. It's a bhakti mayi, it's my devotion. He said he wanted supreme, explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. It's an act of devotion. It's an expression of love and appreciation of Krishna. We're preaching because we love Krishna. We're trying to. We're trying to express our gratitude to Krishna and our appreciation of Krishna, one's worshipful Lord and dearest friend. While the preacher is preaching, what does a preacher think when he's preaching? Oh, I'm really giving a good lecture. I'm really so intelligent. What does a preacher think before he preaches? He thinks this. I am giving this Bhagavad Gita class or this Bhagavatam class or this Radharasudaniti class or whatever class, and explaining its meaning for the pleasure and happiness of Krishna, Giridhari Shyam, and especially Srimati Radharani. Because there's no one that loves Harikatha more than Radha. And there's no one that loves Radhakatha more than Krishna. And there's no one that loves Radha and Krishna Katha more than Radha and Krishna. I should have said Mahaprabhu. There's no one that loves Radha Krishna Katha more than? Rasaraj Mahabhav. What Katha was he hearing in Gambira? Krishna Karna Amrita. And Brahmar Gita. Gita Govind. All Radha Krishna Katha. And who is relishing it the most? Lita, Vishaka, and Goranga Radha. In the mood of Radha. So he thinks, this is what I'm doing. This is my service. This is my service. I'm trying to please him. And especially I'm trying to please give pleasure and happiness to Srimati Radharani, who especially loves to hear her Prananath being praised and glorified. So the last word here is Asamshaya, free from all doubts. What is this doubts? If the preacher has doubts about Krishna himself, if the preacher has doubts about Krishna, how can he preach and establish the preaching message of Godhead? Very difficult. He who casts words of doubt does put the light of knowledge out. This is an old English translation of the Sharanagati by one poem in Sharanagati. He who casts words of doubt does put the light of knowledge out. Old English. If you're doubtful, the light of knowledge will be snuffed out, put out. This is essential for preachers of Krishna consciousness. They must have strong faith in Krishna and strong faith in Guru, and they must be one-pointed and fixed in devotion to Krishna. And they must be well-versed in tattva, and again, free from doubts. These are the qualifications to actually preach most effectively. Now, this is the audience, this is the person, the preacher, and somehow he's giving this message to all of us, although he's speaking to Arjuna, Sri Krishna. Then he says, he's telling, what Krishna is telling in 1868 is, someone preaches to devotees, to everyone, and he preaches the secrets that I've given you. I've given you secret knowledge. Raja Guyam, very secret knowledge I've given you, Arjuna. And you should give it to others, especially bhaktas. And you will get, by giving these secrets, you'll get braj bhakti, para bhakti. Because Bhagavad Gita, externally someone looks at Bhagavad Gita, they say, I don't see braj bhakti here. But a braj bhakta, rasik bhakta, sees so much everywhere, braj bhakti and Gita. And I've heard from such devotees speak on Bhagavad Gita. There's so much Vrindavan here. The gopis are in Bhagavad Gita. The leelas of gopis are in Bhagavad Gita. Who can see? Who can speak? Those that know. Those that realize. So Krishna is saying, you speak Bhagavad Gita, which everyone says Bhagavad Gita is five tattvas. Yes? But you just say it's Radha. Does anyone say, no, it's six tattvas. It's Radha tattva. It's seven tattvas. It's Dham Tattva, it's Eight Tattvas, it's Leela Tattva, it's Nine Tattvas, it's Prema Tattva. You ever heard? There are five subjects in Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Prakriti Tattva, Kala Tattva, Karma Tattva. I left anything out? That's right, you tell these five, right? Give an exam. Then you go on to explain. But I've heard Gaudiya Vaishnavas, sannyasis, and preachers say there's nine tattvas in Bhagavad Gita. Oh, that's new. I wasn't programmed to learn that. Radha tattva. So Krishna is just saying, you do this, you'll get para bhakti, you'll come to me. So it's all about what's in it for me. Have you heard this concept? What is in it for me? In other words, what do I get out of this? What benefit do I get? And that's how everyone calculates. If I work for you, what do I get? Oh, you get so many, like 1 lakh a month and 2 weeks a year vacation, paid vacation. You get a free car and a free room. Sounds good. I signed a contract. What benefit do I get? For me. But when you're going to get a job, you're thinking what benefit you will get. You're not thinking, oh, what benefit will the boss get? By my working for him, what benefit will he get? Well, he'll get my labor, my expertise. But anything more? So this 1868 is talking about the preacher gets all these wonderful things. This is here, sell the product over here. This is your audience, mud bhaktas. And if you sell my product over there, you'll get these benefits. Para bhakti, golok prapti. Now the next verse, Krishna says, how it impacts on him. What happens to Krishna, the employer, when you preach? Nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschin me priya kritama. Bhavita na chame tasmad anyak priyataro bhuvi. Priya kritama priyataro. Priya kritama priya yataro. We say purna purnatara purnatam. Priya priyatara priyatam. Krishna and Dwarka is Purna Bhagavan. Krishna and Mathura is Purnatara Bhagavan. And Krishna and Vrindavan is Purnatam Sham Bhagavan. And there's Priya, then there's Priyatara, there's Priya, Priyaji, there's Priya, Priyatara, Priyatam. So Krishna is saying in the second line, Priya Krittama, then he's saying Priyataro. He's not going to say Priyatam because Krishna's Priyatam is one. Who is that one? Excuse me, I'm a little deaf. I'm deaf.
Radha!
Radha! Rani ki jai! Kartiki Devi Radha Rani ki jai! Radha Damodar Mantha ki jai! Krishna said, there is no Sevite servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there be ever be one more dear. This is amazing. This entire world, someone who preaches Harikatha, there's no one in this whole world. He says, Nacha tasman manushyeshu, manush. How many manush humans are there? Man, man, manush becomes man. Sanskrit manush becomes English man. 6 billion, how many? 10 billion Chinamen? How many are there? There's 7 billion manush. And Krishna says, there's no one in this world more dear to me. Priya Kritama. Priya Kritama. First he said, Priya, there's no one more Priya to me. And then as Krishna says that, because speaking is living, it's living thoughts. Speaking is living thoughts. Your thoughts come alive when you speak. His life is known by how it impacts others. You don't know the difference between a dead man and a live man until he speaks and makes sound. Oh, person's lying there. Are they dead? Are they alive? You don't know. And you come, you're looking. It's a dead man. He stands up. Hey, what are you looking at? Oh. So the sound, the thoughts come alive in sound. So Krishna's, he's speaking. You're speaking, you're also thinking. So Krishna speaks. Arjuna, there's no servant more dear. Someone, if you preach, Arjuna, you'll become dear to me. Then he says, no, wait a minute. You'll become Priyatara. Not just dear, but very dear, very dear. For he says Priya, then he says Priyatara. He says, wait a minute. There's no servant in this world more dear than someone who preaches Harikatha, Bhagavad Gita, Gita Katha, Gita Pat, or Bhagavad Pat. Then he says, no, wait a minute. Nor will there ever be one so dear. He says, Anya. He says, Anya. First, he says, anyone who preaches Bhagavad Gita, he's very dear. He's the dearest person to me in this whole world. Wait a minute. Not only now is he dear, he's more dear than anyone. And there never will be anyone more dear than Srila Prabhupada to me. There'll never be anyone more dear than Srila Prabhupada to me in this world. Before and now and the future. So he's saying, Anya, Anya Priyataro Bhave Bhuvi. Bhuvi means Bhumi. Here in this world, Bhuvi means earth, Bhuvi means Bhu Bhuva Swa. It's also Bhuvi. It's amazing. Because Krishna says, oh, Priya. And he says, forget about Priya, Priyatara. But he didn't say Priyatama, because that's Radha. Who's the greatest preacher?
Radha.
Radha. And what's her name? She's Krishna. For Krishna, Radha's his Priyatam. And for Radha, Krishna's her Priyatam. Priya Uttam. Priya Ji. We usually say Shamasham. We say Priya, Priya Ji and Priyatam. Priya Priyatam. And the Nimbarki is Priya Priyatam. But for Radha, her Priyatam is Krishna. And for Krishna, his Priyatam is Radha. Is there anyone more dear or topmost dear than Radha? No. Krishna is saying, he says, Priya, Priyataro. And then the next, the third degree of intensity, the most intense is Priya. To be someone's Priya means you have a very intense and intimate relationship. Then if you're Priyatara, it means more intense and more intimate. If you're Priyatam, it's most intense and most intimate, confidential. So Krishna took it to Priya and Priyatara, and then I decided to take it to Priyatam. Because Krishna is saying, if anyone preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, then it becomes Priyatara. And I said, yes. And if anybody preaches the glories of Radharani and Radha and Krishna's Ras Lila, then he becomes Priyatam to Priyatam Sham. So he's more than Priyatara, he becomes Priyatam to Priyatam Sham, because Sham is Priyatam. Because we are preaching. And of course, as he says in this verse, he says, one who studies, one who preaches, he gets a whole group here. If you say, oh, I don't preach, I'm not a preacher. It's okay. You can worship me by studying. But someone else may say, well, I don't know how to preach and I can't study. Okay, you can worship me by hearing. These are very nice verses. You can please me by preaching. I don't like to go out. Okay, then just you can please me by studying. You like to study? Then study. He says, no, I fall asleep when I study. I like to listen to tapes. I can't read. My eyes hurt. My back hurts. I like to lie on my back and listen to tapes. Oh, that's nice. So, guys, you know, it's a laid-back age. Laid-back age of Kali Yuga. So then Krishna says, no, look, I know exactly. I'm ready for you. Verse 71. Anyone just listens, he gets promotion. So you have to key in there somewhere. You don't like to preach? Then study. You don't like to preach or study? Then just listen. But the preacher gets parabhakti. And he becomes so dear. And as someone who studies, his intelligence gets purified, and he worships Krishna that way, and he gets perfection by that. And then someone just listens, he attains prapnuyat punya karmanam. If he just listens, but he doesn't maybe respond so deeply and become totally surrendered, then he gets so much punya, or he can even go to higher planets. This is what Krishna's saying. So in this verse, he's just telling about the glories of how dear he becomes. So Shukadeva Goswami is showing in these last two verses, 14 and 15, that Krishna is pure spirit. He's establishing that Krishna, although he seems to be this romantic hero, the Ras Lila, this love story, and he's calling forth all these wives of others to dance with him under the full moon, which seems completely immoral, adharmic, and illicit. But in these verses, he's establishing that he's actually God. That he's Paramatman. He's Achyuta. He's Rishikesh. He's Avirya. He's Aparameyasya. He's immeasurable. And he's unlimited. And he's unborn. And he's invincible. And he's a super soul in every heart of every gopi. And he's the cause of everything. So he's establishing, Shukadeva Goswami, in his discussion, he's establishing the spiritual existence and the identity of this lover boy. He's a lover boy. You know the phrase in English, "I lover boy." But he's a boy. In the Ras Lila, he's 8 years old. And he stayed 3 more years. Dancing. Romancing. Dancing and romancing. And 11 years old, he went to Mathura. 11 years and 8 months or so. And then he's saying that first Krishna is first, he establishes Krishna in this discussion with his student, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, this hero, this dear Lalita Nayak, this gallant, delightful, charming, funny, heroic person of Vrindavan, the lover of the gopis, of the Brajavadu, the young married brides, he is actually God, the absolute truth, the ultimate reality, the supreme spiritual existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anyone from any place, somehow or other, becomes absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, whether by lust, fear, envy, love, friendship, etc., he'll rise to the spiritual platform and he'll attain the spiritual world. And by this verse that we've been discussing, Kamam Krodham Bhayam Sneha, Shukadeva Goswami is establishing the absolute nature of Sri Krishna's personal association. These gopis are married to other men and they have so much dharma within, and sometimes they say, oh, the gopis were lusty, oh, please put your feet on our breasts, please embrace us, please dance with us, we want your experience, your embrace. People say they're lusty. Doesn't matter where you come from, Krishna can absorb everything. Like the sun, probably use the analogy of the sun. No matter what happens, what you do to the earth, you pass stool in the earth or urine, the sun will not become affected by the contamination below it. The sun is touching the earth, shining on the earth, in contact with the earth. It doesn't take on the contamination of the earth. It doesn't become sullied or contaminated or dirty by the stool field. It purifies the stool field, dries it out, disinfects it, purifies it. So Krishna is that bright sun, that Krishna Surya Samamaya Haya Andhakara. Krishna Surya Samamaya Haya Andhakara. That the darkness, the blindness, the contamination. So the gopis are going to touch Krishna and see Krishna and associate and bathe in those nourishing, illuminating rays of his love. The Krishna Surya, Krishna Prema Surya, and the Rasa dance. So even if you try to say they're coming with some contamination, which is wrong, even if you try to say they're lusty, which is wrong, it will not affect Krishna. He will purify their lust. You come to Krishna with fear, he'll purify your fear and remove it. He will not become full of fear. You come to Krishna with anger, envy, he will not become envious or angry. You come to Krishna and murder him with hatred feelings, he will not become murderous or hateful. He'll always give love and always give promotion. So Shukadeva is trying to establish it. See, look, even this, kamam krodham, negative emotions, murderous feelings. You come to murder Krishna. That's okay. It's all right. Come on board. I'm coming here to murder you. Okay, listen. That's not a good idea. Let me just build a room over here. I'm going to build a room at my house. You just move in here. Huh? Yeah, just put down your gun and just move in here. Unbelievable. Achintya. Inconceivable. This is Krishna. So now we can... begin verse 16. Some little flute, please. It's nice. This was Prabhupada's Tika on 29:15. Little elaboration on Prabhupada's Tika. The glories of the preacher comes like gets Prajabhakti. Actually, we had this discussion for several days on philosophy, and maybe we've lost the thread of the Leela. Where were we? Sometimes you get in conversations with friends and you don't know, you go on some tangential point and don't know where you are. Where were we? What were we talking about? We were talking about this. So we had a philosophical interlude, and it'll go on for one more verse. But I want to have a break. And I was reading something of Rupa Goswami, and then it was very sweet. Because with this next verse, which we should finish tomorrow, verse 16, that ends scene 2. Act 1, chapter 29, scene 2, the class, the discourse, the theological discourse from verse, what was it, 12, 13 to verse 16. And then beginning verse 17 is act number 3. The narrative begins, the Leela begins. So in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami, his collection of poems by great Rasic Vaishnavas, he's explained everything we've heard so far about the Ras Leela. So this is a Ras review. So I wanted to read those verses and then hear again, because we have different windows in our memory minds, and the different windows open in our minds. The window of the narrative, the Leela, the love story, And maybe, hey, what happened to that love story? So much Bhagavad Gita, so much preaching, so much philosophy and tattva, Bhagavad tattva, the Krishna's Rishikesh, and Hoksucha, and Aprameyasya, and Avyaya. Remember, all these words were in all the verses, Sanskrit verses we discussed. These Paramatma. Too much philosophy. So let's hear what Rupa Goswami says to remind us of this Rasalila, because he is actually, in beautiful poems, he has captured the essential scenes of the Rasalila. And we'll interject our discussion with some of these verses from Padyavali by Rupa Goswami. So this is in, there's a chapter here on Rasa, or Ras. He starts off with the Rasa dance. Verse 286 of Padyavali, Malani Chandas. Vrindaranya Pramadasarane Malika Pushpa Mode Sri Shubramsho Kirana Ruchire Kokila Adhya Manogye Ratro Chitre Pashupa Vanita Chitta Deha Pahari Kumsarater Madura Murali Madura Murali Vadya Rajo Raja. Rupa Goswami describes the moon with this phrase, Sri Subramsho. Sri Shubha. Subramsho. It's Amsha. There's a beautiful ray of beauty. That object which emanates rays of beauty. That's how he describes the moon. I think I'll read. So Rupa Goswami Pad said, on a wonderful night, on a wonderful night, in the pleasure abode of the forest of Vrindavan, which was filled with the fragrance of jasmine flowers and illuminated by the beautiful moonlight, and that forest, that beautiful Pramad Sarane, Vrindaranye Pramad Sarane, Vrindaranye Pramad Sarane. Brinda, Aranya means forest, the forest of Brinda, Vrindavan. Pramad means pleasure. Sadhan, like they say, so-and-so in Sadhan means their house. Means the abode of pleasure. Malika Pushpa Modi. The fragrance of Malika, just like the 10th canto we heard about Malika. Then he says, was illuminated by the beautiful moonlight, and made charming by the singing of cuckoos and other birds. Kokila adyer manogya. Manogya means very charming and pleasurable. By these beautiful kokils and other birds. Then Krishna's sweet regal flute music is Madhura Murali Vad. Stole away the gopis' hearts and their bodies. It was splendidly manifest. Adar Amrita Madhuri Durino. Hari Lila Murali Nirada Esha. Pratatana Mana Pramoda Mucher. Hari Ninam Harini Drisham Muninam. Filled with the sweet nectar of Krishna's lips, Adar Amrita Madhuri Durino, and the pastimes of Hari. So Krishna's flute is filled with this, it's filled with this Adara Amrita, the nectar of his lips. And in the nectar of his lips is Hari Leela, his pastimes. It's all there. The playful sound of Krishna's flute delighted the hearts of the doe-eyed gopis and the sages, the Harini, Harini Drisham. Harini is Sanskrit for deer, female deer, doe. Harini Drisham Muninam. Then he says, Lila Mukharita Murali Tarali Krita Gopa Bhavani Nivaha. tadadara maruni, tadadara maruni sa Krishna, Krishna payat apayato bhavata, apayato bhavata. Then this is that was Madhavendra Puri, the last verse, and the verse before that was an unknown author, and this is Sri Madhav Chakravarti, one Brahmin. He says, "May Krishna, who thirsted after the honey of the gopis' lips, and whose playful, talkative flute made the gopis tremble, protect you from all dangers." Payat, payat, apayata, bhavata, and then it means protect you from all dangers. So it's Lila Mukharita. You've heard of Mukhara? Have you ever heard of Mukhara? Who is Mukhara? The grandmother of Radharani. Who is the daughter of Mukhara? Kirtida. Kirtida. So what type of grandmother is she? Is she Nani or what is she called? Radharani's what? Nani. That's a good guess. So Radharani's Nani, the grand, her mother is her, is her name is Mukhara. And where does she live? Mukharai Gaon. And where is Mukharai Gaon? Over there. How far from here? As the swan flies? From here straight to there, it's about 2 kilometers, 1.5 straight. So she's right there. So she's called Mukhara. There's Mukhara Amukatam. She's called Mukhara. Muk means mouth and face. She's called Mukhara because she's very talkative. Everywhere in the world, it's a man's world, except one place. What is that place? Vrindavan. This is Gopi world. Welcome to Gopi world. It's a Gopi's world. And who is the empress over here? Who is the prime minister over here? Who is the queen over here? You got that right. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So this word is Lila Mukharita Murali. This is very nice. Playful. Lila means playful. Mukharita talkative. So it's translated by Kusha Krala Prabhu. May Krishna, who thirsted, the playful talkative flute. Krishna's playful, talkative flute was attracting the hearts of the gopis. And he was thirsting after their lips. And when they heard the flute, the gopis started trembling. But you can also say, Lila Mukharita Murali. The Murali, it was talking. The trees talk. The Murali also talks. It was talking Lila. And it was Lila Mukharita. Lila Mukharita Murali. Lila Mukharita Murali. So Krishna's Murali, this is Murali. This Prabhu Gauranga Das, he's playing Murali, this long flute, a very low pitched, very soothing and captivating, enchanting sound. It's Murali, Murali Vad. And when Krishna plays the Murali, what is he doing? The Murali is talking. And what is the Murali saying? What talk? What is the Murali Vad? Murali Vad. What is the talk? Like Samvad? The Murali is talking. Look, I want to talk money now. Let's talk business. I can have this phrase. Hey, let's talk business. Let's talk money. Forget about the joking now. Let's get down to the business, right? Now you give this. So Krishna's Lila, Krishna's flute, Murali, gets right down to the business with every note. Every note is on key. And the key is business. And the business is Lila. So it says, Lila Mukharita Murali. Krishna's Murali is talking. What is it talking? Ras Lila. This is all this whole verse is Rasa dance. So all these verses are about the Rasa dance. These are the verses about the beginning of the Rasa dance, which we've heard. This chapter is called the beginning of the Rasa dance, chapter 29 of Rasa Panchadhyaya. The beginning. Meeting. Hero and heroine meet. There can't be a dance without a boy and a girl, a love dance and romance. So it's the beginning, the meeting of Radha and Krishna. So he's saying that the Murali is talking. It's not playing. It means business. The Murali is not playful. The Murali, like, okay, we're playing, right? Let's stop horsing around. Let's stop playing. Let's get down to business. Murli has one business, to bring Radha to Krishna. That's all. Murli, do your thing. Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Radha comes. So the Murli is talking this. Now, next verse, 289. Karya, Karya Namba Vilambam. Karya Namba Vilambam. Muncha Karam Meharim Yasi. Nasahe statum yaraso garjati murli pragalba duti va. A pragalba duti? Pragalba duti. Who is duti? Duti means, D-U-T-I means messenger. Pragalba. You've heard of Lalita Sakhi? Her svabhav? She is pragalba. She is, pragalba means arrogant, bold, saucy. Arrogant, bold, saucy. Pragalba. Galba, Pragalba. Another, and it's here he translates, I translate that. Arrogant, bold, and saucy, and Krishnakrata says, audacious. Because when you're arrogant, bold, and saucy, you put it all together, you're audacious. Radharani, where are you going? Sit down. Relax. Let him burn in the fire of separation for a change. Where is Radha? Oh. What was that? That's your ankle bells. Krishna runs out of the kunj when he's waiting at Sanket for the appointed meeting place. Because he's looking towards the north, he's in the south. He's looking, is she coming? I don't hear. But I heard, I know, I swear I heard ankle bells. I just heard. Jing, 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 jing. What am I going deaf for? I can't hear. Let me concentrate more. Oh, no. The wind is blowing through this kadamba tree in the corners of the kunj, and it's, the leaves are rattling and trembling, shaking in the wind. And then the shaking of the leaves on this kadamba tree, I mistook it to be Radharani's ankle bells. Hey, Bhagavan, hey, Providence. Bring my Radharani quickly, quickly. And Krishna goes back in the kunj and sits down. So Krishna is so much anxious to meet Radharani. He's going in and out of the kunj. Like if you're anxious to meet someone, it's called utkantita. Utkantita. Utkantita bhav. It's kanti neck. Ut-uto. Where's my beloved? You know, if you're waiting somewhere and then someone's supposed to come to your house, you may go outside and look down the street. Are they? You don't go. Your heart is stretching through your neck. Your mind is excited and feverish with desire to meet. Your mind is excited and feverish with desire to meet. And your heart is so much ulas, so much anticipation and feelings to meet the beloved. So the heart, the mind induces the heart, and the heart moves out. Come, come. And the heart moves out through the passage of the neck. This is the passage. Heart is here, neck is here, mind, heart. Chitta, chitta. This is chitta, this is chitta. And this is the expression of chitta. So the body is expressing the heart. Utkanti. Utkantita, bhav. Utkantita is the neck, body. And bhav is heart. Body expressing bhav. Yam yam bhavi smaran, bhav. Jaji janti kalevram. Bhav and kalevram. Krishna says in Gita. Yam yam bhavi smaran, bhavam. Tyaja kalevaram. Kalevaram. This body creates bhav. And with the bhav this body creates, you get siddha bhav, siddhadeya. Smaran bhav. Then you yam yam bhavi smaran bhavam. Tyaja yanti kalevaram. This is 8th chapter of Gita. When we give up this body, whatever bhav and feeling of love and attachment and sentiment we have for Bhagavan when we leave this body, that carries us into our next kalevaram. Kalevaram means deha, body. Bhav creates kalevaram. Bhav creates body. 8,400,000 bhavs. Sentiments, desires, feelings, attitudes towards God. So this is, verse is translated like this. Mother, don't stop me. Let go of my hand. I'm going to Krishna. Because Krishna's bold messenger, Pragalbya Duti, Pragalba, Pragama Duti, it says here, Garjati, Garjati Murali, Garjati Murali, Pragalba Duti. Murali, the Murali, Krishnaka Murali is Pragalba. Pragalba Duti. Dutiva. Like Eva. Duti Eva becomes Dutiva. Like, it's become a person. Some gopis are Duti. They're Dutis. They're messengers. They're go-betweens. They go between Radha and Krishna. Radharani writes a love letter. Then the Mantri, or the Sakhi Mantri, is a messenger. She runs courier mail. You heard of courier mail. Duti. Original courier mail is Duti. Duti. So Duti. She runs with a message from Varsana. Hi, Shamsundar. Suno, take message. Courier mail. Sign here. Okay, I have to take back the signature. So he signs on the form and runs back. Did you deliver it? Yes, I have Shams' signature here. See? Courier mail. I started there. So Radharani opens. Hey, Duti, take this to Sham. So now the Murali's become a person. The Murali's become a Sakhi. Murali is a Sakhi. Murali is certainly a Sakhi. Murali, what is Murali? Murali Sakhi? Murali Sakhi? And every Sakhi has Seva. Arnishta Seva. What is the Seva? She's arranging Leela. And she's giving invitation to Leela. And she's a Duti. Duti carries invitation. Someone comes, oh, this is for you, sir. I have this for you. Oh, what's this? This is an invitation. I'm a messenger. I'm a mailman. So there they don't have male men, they have male women. M-A-I-L, male. You know? And the male women are the Dutis. And so here Krishna, he doesn't have any male woman. Who wants to be his male woman? Nobody. So then he takes his Murali, he plays his Murali. Garjati, it says, what happened? Garjati Murali Pragaba Dutiva. And this just isn't some shy courier wallet. Hey, take this courier mail. Murali Pragalba Duti, very audacious, very bold, arrogant, saucy messenger. Doesn't like some messengers come and they throw the letter in your door or something and leave it, the mailman. Some come, bang on the door, and they demand you to come and take it personally. Sometimes they just throw it. They don't care. Okay, it's supposed to go to this guy. This is his house. They throw it, the mailman. Some people, they bang on the door. And they, who is that making so much noise? And you go to the door and say, hey, you open the door. This is courier mail. Sign here. Oh, yes, sir. That's Pragalva Duti. Audacious. So when Krishna plays his flute, it pounds on the door of the gopis' hearts. Come! Rasleela, come! Jaldi kara, hurry up! It's not like, oh, please come. Jai Gurudev. Jai Gira. Murali Pragalva Duti Eva. Certainly is like, it's not like. Murali is not like a male or female messenger or courier service. Murali is a duti, is Krishna's Mukhya Duti. Mukhya Duti, primary chief messenger. All he sends messages to the ears of the cows, to the Vamshi and Venu, especially Venu. Hey, mother, come. Hey, mother, come back. Oh, courier mail. Yes, come back. He calls the boys. Hey, boys, come. Wake up. Sometimes the boys are sleeping. Krishna doesn't go like the temple commander in ISKCON and kicks the bhakti. Hey, get up. Oh. Excuse me. Or shakes him up. Krishna says, oh, Subhal's sleeping. Subhal has his head on the thigh of Sridhar. And Gobhata is sleeping on Mandali Vajra's thigh, and all the boys are so sleeping after a tiffin, and there's so much nice under this beautiful banyan tree, relaxed, and cows are relaxed. But now it's time for Uttara Goshta Leela. We have to go back, and the boys are so much parishram, they're so much fatigued. Then Krishna takes a Venu and plays so nice flute, very gentle flute. Like, you know, you have your clock radio, or you set your clock, and when you wake up to music, they have all these programs now. So when you go, instead of like ding, 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 it goes, it can be music or flute or whatever, and you can wake up. Oh, it's nice. You know, they have, yes, no? No, yes. Yes. So Krishna, who do you think started this wake up with music program? Hamsarvasya Prabhupada Matasvam Pravartate. Everything comes from Krishna. Everything originates with Krishna. He's Adi Purusha. He's the Adi Karta. He's original creator, original enjoyer, original person. So he loves his coward voice. Why should he? Hey, get up, man. It's time to work. Get up, call the cows, let's go. Yeah, he just plays in the coward voice. I was sleeping that we were walking out behind the cows and Krishna was playing his vamshi and we were walking side by side. And I ran off the pathway. I saw some ripe mangoes and I picked a mango, some chosa mango. And then I cut the end off and I squeezed out the little poison part, the juice, first juice. Then I gave it to Krishna. I was dreaming. And then Krishna, he put his flute down. Then he squeezed the mango like this with his hand. You squeeze it, make it soft, then you suck it. There's one mango where you suck the end. It's called chosa. Chosa? Chosa. It's like charvita. And then Krishna was going, right? And the flute was in his belt. And he was going, I was dreaming like that. And then I woke up. And then Krishna were there playing a vamshi. So this is the coward boys, they dream of Krishna. And in his dream, he was doing seva. Krishna was playing the flute. They were doing uttargash. They were walking behind the cows. Then he ran off the path because it's spontaneous. Seva is spontaneous. Seva is spontaneous. Seva is voluntary. Seva is the heart moving towards Krishna for his pleasure. And the heart, when one loves Krishna, his heart is always moving in seva. This seva, and that seva, and this seva. Because the heart is always moving. The river doesn't sometimes flow and sometimes not. The Ganga is going this way and sometimes stops, you know. Sometimes Ganga stops for a few days. Ganga is always flowing. So the nadi of seva, seva nadi, the heart is always flowing to Krishna. The seva is always going. This seva, flowing this seva, then that seva, then jap seva, nam seva, then puja, then pat, then Vaishnava seva, and guru seva, and family. So much seva everywhere. Loving expression. So this is so nice. So the gopis, they're amba. Amba means mother. And amba sometimes means sakis. When sakis are in Ulas, they say, hey, amba, amba. Amba means mother. They call, one saki calls another saki amba. When they're in ecstasy, it's in Vishnu Chakravarti's Tika, because it's in Rasalila also. Amba. Amba means mataji, mother. But in this case, I can be a senior saki, a Yuteshwari, because the younger saki in her jute may be going. So she may grab her. Hey, amba, don't stop. Hey, wait. Sit down. Mother, or it can be her mother-in-law. Mother, don't stop me. Let go of my hand. I'm going to Krishna. Because Krishna's Pragalba Duti, bold messenger of the flute, is calling me. I can't stay here any longer. Who wrote that verse? Sri Rupa Goswami. It's a powerful verse. And then, this is the last one. This is Chuda Chumbita Charu Chandraka Chayam Chami Kara Bambaram. Karnottam sita karnikar kusamam kandarpa kololinam vamshi vadana vabuduka varanam vakri bhavad ikshanam bhagyam bangura madhyama pranat parinatam kunjantare bejire. This is written by Sri Jivdas Wahinipati. I don't know who he is, but extremely beautiful verse. Chuda chumbita charu chandra kachayam chamikara ba ambaram karnottam sita karnikara kusama kandarpa kalolinam va 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 vamshi varan bhavaduk varanam vakri bhavad ikshanam bhagyam bangura madhyama. Translation: the top of Krishna's head, or the crown, Chuda Chumbita Charu Chandrika. Chuda Chumbita Charu Chandrika. Chuda crown, Chumbita. Chumbita means kiss. Charu, beautiful. Chandrika, peacock feathers. The crown on Krishna's head, or the top of Krishna's head, is kissed by a crown of beautiful peacock feathers. Krishna's garments are the color of gold. Karnikara flower is over his ear. His heart is swept away by waves of amorous desire. Then the flute placed to his expert musician lips, Vamshi Vadan Bhavaduk. Bhavaduk means eloquent. Bhavaduk, or he's translating as expert. His expert. And his eyes decorated with crooked sidelong glances. Krishna, whose form is the full expression of all transcendental bliss, was worshipped by the slender-waisted gopis in the forest of Vrindavan. Bangura Madhyama Parinatam Kunje Antare Bejire. Bejire Mukundam, that verse. So here we've come up to the point in these verses of the gopis. Krishna's called them to his side. Now they're standing before him. They're seeing him with his beautiful peacock feather on his head and his beautiful yellow garments. And his eyes are looking side to side with sidelong glances. And his heart is full of love and emanating so much bliss. And with the gopis are worshipping him with their eyes. And that's the beginning of the Rasa dance. And then there's Sri Krishna Vakyam, Krishna's words. And we'll begin that with text 17, where Krishna speaks to the gopis. Well, why did you come here? You came here for some reason? Because of full moon? You thought because of full moon it's nice. When the full moon is there, you can see the night-blooming flowers easily. And you came to look at the flowers, the Kamudi flowers blossoming in the Yamuna. Or perhaps you came to admire the banks. You must. I can't understand. I don't have the slightest understanding why you're here. It seems you better go back home. It's really late, and your relatives must be worrying about you. And gopis are like, Ari. So this is Rupa Goswami's putting us back in the setting of the Rasa dance. And tomorrow we'll have one more verse about the preaching about all these things, and then we'll begin the conversation, because when lovers meet, they of course speak. Hello. There's some dialogue, some conversation. So hopefully we'll get to that tomorrow.